This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Toppers in the home, whites tonight, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers in orange lettered across the front with the orange numerals. For North Mac, they're in the road. Carolina blue uniforms trimmed out in the gray. North Mac in gray lettering across the front, white numerals. It is Downs and Matouche to jump. It'll be Downs controlling the tap, but it'll be picked up off the deck by Christian, and the Toppers will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Vogel left alone for three, just off the mark left side. And the rebound was in the hands of Gavin, couldn't corral it cleanly, and is picked up by North Mac. And the Panthers will have their first possession of the ball game. Across the timeline, Dane Vance. Toppers waiting in their half-court man-to-man defense. Here's Alexander on the left wing. Dumps it top of the key to Downs. Down to Dolman. Heart of the lane. Soft touch. Hangs on the rim for seconds and falls off. Free throws for Austin Dolman. But that thing almost came to a complete rest on the right side of the rim after it had bound around up there. The free throw line has Dolman at the stripe. The foul went on Matouche. Free throw for Austin. Good. So the first point of the ball game to North Mac and Austin Dolman, the 6'3 senior. Lines up the second toss and knocks down the second toss. Toppers get it into Christian. Will quickly into the front court for the Toppers. Leaves it right side. Volleyball spike line extended for Blaine Stewart. Dribble handoff to Blaze Helton. Blaze now brings it across the head of the key. Handoff to Will Christian. Christian now. Dribble handoff to Vogel at the right elbow. Drake keeps the bounce alive. Pulls it out near midcourt. He's being checked out there by Reed Lewis. In the corner it goes to Blaine Stewart. Met by Alexander, and Alexander forces Stewart out of bounds. Used the sideline as his extra defender there. First turnover on the Toppers. And over to North Mac it goes. We played 1 minute first quarter. Panthers lead the Toppers 2-0. Dane Vance, the 5'7 sophomore, will walk the ball into the front court. Works right side. Off to Lewis. Reed Lewis, top of the key to JT. Alexander hands it right back to Lewis. In the corner it goes to Vance. Dane thought about the three instead. Puts it on the deck, moves left wing. Now he feeds the left block to Dolman. That's a good battle in there with Dolman and Matouche. Austin spins middle and puts it in. Good defense from Gavin Matouche. Better offense from Austin Dolman. They are two very similar looking athletes, Austin Dolman and Gavin Matouche. Both listed at 6'3", and both broad-shouldered, strong young men. 6:20 for the opening quarter. Here's Christian. Hesitation, bounce. He's bumped and called for travel. Second turnover on the Toppers. A little bit of contact there, but if you're Christian, you got to play through that. 4-0, North Mac with the lead and the basketball. 6:18 for the opening quarter. In it goes to JT Alexander. The 6'4 sophomore into the front court. Right wing. Almost stolen, but Vance corrals it, but then he's called for traveling. He just kind of shuffled his feet around as he surveyed the floor, deciding what he wanted to do. First turnover on North Mac, gives it back to Hillsboro. So we approach the 6 minute mark of the opening quarter. Will Christian leaves it for Vogel, left side of the key. Drake, that's a deep one, and he buried it. Drake Vogel knocks down the three ball. He has Hillsboro on the board with 5:55 to play in the opening quarter. He's now 69 points away from 1,000 for his career. And, of course, the kids who played during this COVID era, that'll be an impressive feat, no doubt about it, with the shortened season last year and then no guarantee of how many games you play this year. That entry pass is thrown out of bounds. Alexander tried to lead Dolman that time. He just led him a little bit too far. Second turnover on North Mac. 4-3, Panthers lead. Toppers have the basketball. That's Will Christian with the left-hand dribble across the timeline. Works right side. A floater blocked by Dolman just outside the painted area. Picked up off the deck by Vance. He leaves it for Alexander. Here comes JT, and he traveled. He was going for a wraparound bounce pass to the left, and he tried a fake to the right, but he shuffled his feet in the process. Third, North Mac turnover. Stewart gets it in to Will Christian. Will right back to Blaine Stewart into the front court. Stewart being checked out there by Alexander. Gets a screen from Matouche. Works to the foul line, cut off. Picked up his dribble. Has to throw an outlet pass to Vogel out near midcourt. That was a contested catch for Drake. Vogel going to rise again. He got it again. Drake Vogel. We've seen this show before. 6-4. Toppers lead. Two deep threes for Drake Vogel. Inside of 5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Vance working left side. Gets a ball screen from Dolman. He's going to skip it across to JT Alexander on the right baseline. met there by Stewart. JT going to body himself up, came up short. He was looking for a whistle, wasn't there, and the rebound pulled down by Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake across the timeline. Better put a hand in his face. He's pulling, and he left that one a little bit short. Rebound tapped around, and Matush and Dolman battling, and North Mac will have the basketball. Here's JT Alexander. Left wing, leaves it for McDowns. Downs now to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it back for Vance. Left elbow, leaves it now for McDowns, top of the key. Downs puts it on the deck, looking for the backdoor cut, wasn't there. Finds Reed Lewis now right side of the key, into the hands of Vance. Vance out to Dolman. Austin puts it on the deck, all the way to the rim. Met by Vogel, rejected by Vogel. Picked up by Lewis, no. Offensive rebound, Alexander, yes. Great second and third effort that time, but the Panthers on the glass. We're tied at six. Toppers push quickly. Christian to Helton, rejected inside by Downs, pulled down by Alexander. JT off to Dane Vance. Leaves it back for Alexander now. JT on the left block, Dolman. Oh, he was wide open to the left, but he didn't realize it. Instead, finds a slashing Downs, blocked in there by Helton. Matush brings it out for the Toppers. Gavin coast to coast and draws the foul. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. We're tied at six. Furious sequence there. When Dolman caught that ball in the left block, if he drop-stepped towards the baseline, he had an uncontested layup. But he didn't feel it immediately. He looked towards the painted area and wound up with nowhere to go. Free throw for Matush is good. Toppers have their first lead, 7-6. Drake Vogel, of course, with the ankle injury, then he tweaked his hammy in practice the other day. Second free throw good for Gavin Matush, an 8-6 Topper lead. Vogel is prepared mentally, though, that he's just going to have to deal with that ankle the rest of this year. It needs time, and he don't got time. 3:15 for the first quarter, and miscommunication there as the ball comes up and bounces off my broadcast table. I'm not an eligible receiver. That'll be the fourth turnover on North Mac. 8-6, Toppers lead. We approach 5 minutes played in the opening quarter. Will Christian into the front court. HHS in black lettering at midcourt here at Hillsboro. Orange trim around the baseline. Home of the Toppers in black cursive lettering on the far sideline. Vogel triggers a three, missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Dolman. Austin will leave it back for JT Alexander. Alexander now comes into the front court, hands it off to Dane Vance. Vance out at the volleyball spike line, finds Alexander. Right back to Vance it goes. Top of the key with Lewis. Downs, middle of the lane, rises off the heel and down for McDowns. Soft touch right there. And we're tied at 8, 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Will Christian works left side with Blaine Stewart. Blaine Stewart back to Christian now. He stands at the volleyball spike line left side. Back in the left corner to Stewart. Right back to Christian it goes. Across the floor now, Blaze Helton in the right corner. He feeds the right block to Matush. Gavin, oh, spins middle, up, under, rejected by Downs. Beautiful move by Gavin Matush, and then a great block weak side by Mick Downs. Here's Dane Vance. Feeds it on the block to Dolman, muscled up by Matush. Shot is missed, and the rebound down to Gavin. Good defense in there. Here comes Christian. Will Christian to the foul line. Stops, pops, and rattles out. Rebound down to Dolman, and T.J. Wilson wants a timeout. Good action early. A minute 51 for the opening quarter. North Mac and Hillsboro tied at 8. We're back to Toppertown following this one message. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on WSMI. Sports Saturday at 9:03 this week on FM 106. We'll be talking with future high school football coaches Hall of Famer Mike Parmentier and Pena boys basketball coach Adam Metzger this week on Sports Saturday. 100 seconds for the opening quarter. Tied at 8, North Mac and Hillsboro. Panthers have the ball. Here's Alexander on the baseline. Leaves it for Dolman. He draws a crowd, lets the space clear. Now another late double comes, and Dolman will kick it back out to Alexander on the right wing. Alexander tried to dump it down to Lewis a little bit behind him. Fifth, North Mac turnover. Here comes Blaze Helton. Finds a slashing Blaine Stewart off the window for the easy deuce. Blaine's first bucket tonight. And the Toppers back in front, 10-8. Minute 15 for the opening quarter. Here's McDowns. Leaves it for JT Alexander. Right side of the key. In the corner it goes to Lewis. He finds Dane Vance way short on the 15-footer air ball. And the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Final minute opening quarter. Here's Drake. Hesitation bounce. Rises. Left it a little bit short. And the rebound down to Austin Dolman. Here comes Mick Downs across the timeline. Mick all the way to the rim. No one cut him off. Off the window, way too strong. Offensive rebound, North Mack. Lewis's putback is no good. Tapped around, and Lewis eventually comes out of there with it after Dolman had knocked it around. And then Christian with the pocket pick. Layup good for Will Christian. Boy, Reed Lewis never saw Christian that time, and as soon as Reed put it on the deck once, Christian picked it right away. 12-8, Toppers lead, 25 seconds first quarter. In the corner it goes with Mick Downs. Mick on the left wing, leaves it for Reed Lewis, right side of the key. Reed leaves it in the corner for JT. Alexander off to Mick Downs, left side of the key. Mick crosses over, creates some space, rises, left it short, gets his own follow, puts it up and in. No one blocked out the shooter, Mick Downs, that time. He gets the easy putback. Four for Downs in the quarter. 3 seconds for the quarter. Christian, good if it goes from just inside midcourt off the heel. And 8 minutes in the books. After one quarter of play, it is Hillsboro 12, North Mack 10. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this basketball action on your Tuesday night. Just underway, second quarter. Toppers lead by a deuce. They get the basketball to start quarter number two. Here's Vogel on the floor with Christian, Matouche, Helton, and Blaine Stewart. We saw no substitutions for the Toppers in that opening quarter. Jackson Pierce on the floor now for North Mack, the 5'9 junior. He's joined out there by Dolman, Vance, Lewis, and Downs. Here's Blaze Helton. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen easily by the Panthers. Third Topper turnover. Into the hands of Dane Vance, the sophomore. He'll take his time across the timeline. Picks up his dribble now on the sideline. Gets it off to Jackson Pierce. Top of the key to Dolman. On the left wing with Lewis. Here's Downs up top. He'll rise for three. Short and got the kind bounce on the road. Did Mick Downs. He has 7 first half points. That hit the front rim, caught the back rim, side rim, and went down. 13-12 North Mack. Blaine Stewart attacks, forces it up, bad shot, rebound down to Mick Downs. He wants to run into the front court, down the left side. Gets all the way in front of the rim, left it short as Vogel cut him off. And now Vogel, a beautiful outlet pass to Matouche, up and down for the deuce and a foul. Boy, that pass was right on the money from Drake Vogel. He had that ball in the middle of the lane, threw it over traffic, one bounce right in front of Matouche in stride for the bucket. The foul on Dolman is his first, team second. Don't check that. They're going to get Vance on the personal. Free throw good for Matouche. So Gavin completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He has 5, and it's a 15-13 lead. Now the board's got it back to Dolman. That will be his first. On the attack, there's Austin Dolman as he got all the way to the rim, slipped past every topper on the floor, and laid it up and in. So one foul on Dolman, one foul on Vance, account for the two Panther fouls. Here's Blaze Helton, left side of the key, dumps it on the left block, Matouche. Pivots around, Dolman does a good job to keep his feet. Gavin says, doesn't matter, spins back, baseline fades and hits. 7 for Gavin Matouche. And that is going to be a fun matchup to watch tonight, Dolman and Matouche. Two quality players. Here's Mick Downs. Lost the handle and then tried a wraparound pass. Kicked out of there by Blaze Helton. First Topper substitutions coming here. Declan Riggs into the ball game, a 6'1 sophomore. And Jay Stewart, a 6'2 sophomore, onto the floor. JT Alexander has returned for the Panthers, replacing Dane Vance. North Mack ball. They put a Panther at each corner of the lane. It'll be Pierce to throw in, finds Dolman, left block, spins middle, left it short. Good defense in there again by Gavin Matouche. Rebound down to Jay Stewart, leaves it off for Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake. Left wing back to Jay Stewart on the right wing now with Will Christian. Christian gets a ball screen from Riggs, hands it back off to Jay Stewart now. Jace left alone for three. He'll fire way too strong off the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Dolman for North Mack. A 2-point Topper lead. Here's Jackson Pierce. Contact. What have we got? Offensive on Jackson Pierce as Will Christian stood in and took the charge. Not the first time Will Christian has done that. He puts his body on the line for the club. 17-15, Hillsboro with the lead. Of course, Kyle McBrain told us after the Carlinville Holiday Tournament Championship, he told Will, you got to tell me when you need to come out to get a breather. He's like, because if you don't tell me, I'm not taking you off the floor. He's the glue guy for the Toppers. Handoff from Vogel to Stewart. Top of the key now to Declan Riggs. He's a sharpshooter. Finds Matouche middle of the lane, and we're going to get a jump ball as Jackson Pierce stuck his nose right in and tied up Gavin Matouche. I don't think Gavin ever saw him. He was concerned with Dolman on his backside there, and Pierce snuck in and got the tie-up. That will go down as the fourth top turnover. Hillsborough puts on a full-court press now. Pierce in the backcourt with JT Alexander. Still not across the timeline. Now they are with the pass to McDowns. He steps through a double team. Now he attacks off of it. Middle of the lane. Should have shot it himself. Tried to pass it off to Dolman. Turned over. Sixth North Mac turnover. Downs passed up a great shot in the front of the rim. Here's Jay Stewart cut off the baseline. Kicks it in the right corner to Will Christian. Thought about the step back three. Instead feeds the block to Matouche. Gavin up under. And what do we got? A travel on Gavin Matouche. The team's fifth turnover with 4:46 to play in the first half. A two-point Hillsborough lead. Blaise Helton to the table. He's going to check in and give Gavin Matouche a breather. That's a well-earned breather for Gavin Matouche, working hard on the inside, bodying up Austin Dolman. McDowns returns. Jackson Pierce heads out, and he got a nice ovation from the North Mac faithful. He had some quality minutes right there for T.J. Wilson. Full court press. Downs brings it across the timeline himself. Crosses over at the free throw line. Tried to bounce pass to Lewis, but it was kicked. It was. Bit of a late whistle, but that's the right call there. 4:36 for the first half. 17-15. Hillsborough with the lead. North Mac has the ball in the front court on the baseline. Vance looking. Still looking. Needs to get it in. Bounce pass right in front of the rim to Reed Lewis, and then right back to Vance it goes. North Mac will set things up 4.5 minutes for the first half. Here's JT Alexander handling out front. Being checked out there by Jay Stewart. He backs up towards midcourt. Lazy pass, stolen. Seventh North Mac turnover. Christian has a run out up and down for the easy deuce. 4 points for Will Christian, a 4-point topper lead, 19-15. Here comes McDowns. He's into the front court, cut off by Vogel. Across the floor it goes to Dane Vance. Dane Vance now on the right wing. Feeds the block down to Dolman. Austin working on Helton. Finds Lewis middle. Lost the handle on the way up. Got it back. Had a shot blocked. Picked up by Stewart middle of the lane. Jay Stewart leaves it off for Vogel. Drake attacks. Missed the layup there. He took off from a little further anticipating contact that never arrived. Here's McDowns on the handle. A little bit out of control. Lost the basketball. Now a run out for Vogel up and down for the easy deuce. A quick outlet off the North Mac turnover, and that has T.J. Wilson taking a timeout. 3:32 for the first half. Hillsborough on a run. They lead North Mac 21-15. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsborough High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here. Hillsborough leading North Mac 21-15. Full court pressure from the toppers. This has sped North Mac up a little bit here in the last few moments. Here's Vance still in the backcourt, middle of the floor, finds Downs. Three on two, cut it off to Reed Lewis. Off the window is good for Reed Lewis. Downs almost traveled at the free throw line, but got that pass away just in time. 21-17, toppers lead with the ball. 3:10 first half. Christian handling out front, leaves it in the left corner now for Jay Stewart. Off to Riggs, right wing now to Will Christian. High above his head and surveys the floor. Skip pass to Jay Stewart. Head fakes a three, attacks the rim, got in there, was not blocked but was affected by McDowns and is pulled down by JT Alexander. Alexander into the front court for the Panthers. He leaves it off for McDowns, right back to JT. 2:40 for the first half on the right wing with Dane Vance. Vance finds a slashing Downs. Mick goes up and down for the deuce. 9 first half points for McDowns, and the lead is 2 for the toppers, 21-19. It was 6 moments ago. Here's Blaise Helton, spins baseline, got caught, gets it off to Riggs in the left corner. Declan Riggs, top of the key to Jay Stewart on the right wing now with Will Christian, back to Jace. Stewart puts it on the floor, cut off. In the left corner it goes to Riggs, right back to Stewart. High post to Helton, and he'll fire and hit for 15. Blaise Helton's first bucket, no hesitation on that release. And it's 23-19 Hillsborough, 2 minutes to play first half. Here's McDowns. Gets it midcourt to Vance. He picked up his dribble right in the coffin corner. Fortunate a trap didn't come. down in the block. Dolman spins baseline, missed it. Vogel smacked the backboard on the block, and no call on that. I thought that was supposed to be a goaltend when the ball was up on the cylinder like that, as it did rattle the cage a little bit. Here's Helton attacking, forced it, missed it, but it's back tap to Christian, and Hillsborough can reset. 88 seconds for the first half of play. 23-19 Toppers. Here's Blaze Helton left alone. He'll fire for three online, but short. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul coming out on the Toppers. Let's see. For Hillsborough, just their second team foul. They'll get Riggs with the personal, his first. 1-2-2 press here for Hillsborough. Christian on the point. Jackson Pierce back on the floor for North Mac. Downs, middle of the floor to Alexander. 3-on-2 if JT hurries. He goes right down the lane and draws the foul. Riggs will be called for the block. That's his second, team's third. And JT Alexander will be to the free throw line for a pair of tosses. 72 seconds for the first half. JT, a 6'4 sophomore, he's grown 6 inches in the last year. Free throw is good for JT. He has 3 points tonight. No, 6'4, he's got the guard skills, though. Because a year ago, he was as tall as me. 72 seconds for the half. Toss is good. Alexander gets the pair. And that pulls North Mac within two. In the corner to Bryce Connor, just on the floor. He'll fire for three, halfway down, rimmed out. Rebound to Reed Lewis, and then a reach-in foul on the Toppers. That's the third foul in Hillsborough in about the last 30 seconds of game time. And they'll get Connor. And that's been happening in basketball since they invented the game. You miss a shot and commit a foul. Happens all the time. Dane Vance coming onto the floor, but he forgot to go to the table. Now he's got the formalities taken care of. Pierce out, Vance onto the floor. 64 seconds for the half. North Mac can tie with the two, take the lead with the three. Here's Dolman, the left wing. Finds a slashing downs, the middle of the lane, rises up, around and out, no good. Rebound to the floor, saved by Lewis, picked up by Dolman, and a foul on Hillsborough. They're going to get Jay Stewart there. Lucky he didn't get his arm ripped off. Vance out, Pierce back in for North Mac. Little offense for defense here at the end of the half for North Mac. That foul on Jay Stewart, his first. Team's fifth. They lob middle of the lane to JT Alexander. He has to battle Jay Stewart for that loose basketball. Alexander now got caught with his footing. Somehow got it off to Pierce. That leaves Downs open for three. Missed it. Reed Lewis offensive rebound right back to Mick Downs. Mick rises baseline. Left it short. Gets his follow off the window. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Lewis. His follow is good. Boy, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. We are tied at 23. North Mac dominant on the glass on that sequence. Here's Will Christian. Kicks it for Blaze Helton. Helton to the rim, draws the contact and the foul. They'll get Austin Dolman. Fourth team foul on North Mac. Comes with 17 seconds to play in the half. The foul on Dolman, his first. Blaze Helton at the free throw line, the 6'2 junior. The toss is good, and Hillsborough back in front, 24-23. Helton has three. Vogel back on the floor for Hillsborough along with Blaine Stewart as Bryce Connor and Gavin Matouche will take a seat. Short bench for the Toppers tonight. They have just 8 kids dressed. Their game on Friday was canceled because of some COVID issues, but they've got tests to stay. So everything's good to go here tonight. Blaze Helton gets both tosses. He has four. The lead is two for the Toppers. Full court press, back court. Alexander, middle of the floor, off to Dolman. Bounce pass to Lewis. Ball fake, layup good. Boy, that's how you break a press right there. No dribbles, three passes and a layup. 3 seconds for the half. Here's Christian with two. Off to Stewart for three, and that's an air ball off the left side of the backboard as we have reached halftime here at Hillsborough. After two quarters, it is Hillsborough, 25. North Mac, 25. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Here we go. North Mac gets the basketball to start the third quarter. They have Dane Vance, Reed Lewis, Mick Downs, JT Alexander, Austin Dolman on the floor. For Hillsborough, they counter with Drake Vogel, Will Christian, Gavin Matouche, Blaine Stewart, and Blaze Helton. So the original starting fives for both units here. Mick Downs pressured out on the point by Matouche, gets it off to JT Alexander now. Just underway, second half, tied at 25. Hillsborough won the first quarter by two. North Mac won the second quarter by two. Here is Vance. Christian all over him there, stayed right in front. Dane could not get by. Here's Mick Downs, cut off by Helton. Strong with the basketball there was Mick Downs. Here's Vance, top of the key. Dane Vance, left wing to JT Alexander. Alexander puts it on the deck, little pump fake. Gets his defender in the air, dumps it back now to Mick Downs. Back door, Alexander, layup is no good. Too strong off the window. He claps his hands together in disgust. Here comes Drake Vogel. Vogel spinning on the right block, kicks it to Christian. Will Christian feeds the left block to Matouche. Dumps it out to Blaine Stewart. 1 minute played here, third quarter, still tied at 25. Top of the key with Blaze Helton. On the left wing now with Stewart. Blaine, top of the key for Vogel. Open for three. Rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound down to Mick Downs. Boy, Drake doesn't miss many of those when he's that wide open. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's JT Alexander, leaves it for Vance. On the left wing now with Reed Lewis. Lewis to the foul line, and he traveled. Yep. Tried to activate those air brakes, but didn't engage quick enough. Ninth North Mac turnover. Tied at 25, 6:27 for the third quarter. Will Christian will bring it into the front court for the Toppers. Top of the key to Blaze Helton. Off to Blaine Stewart. Stewart now leaves it for Helton. Vogel across the baseline to the right side of the floor. Stewart has it now left wing. Here comes Drake, top of the key. Rises, left elbow, around and out, no good. Boy, Drake's had a number of those shots tonight that have been halfway down and kicked out. Here's Downs, a bullet pass across the lane to Dolman. Good contestant there by Vogel. Offensive rebound is good for Lewis. Reed Lewis with eight, and North Mac continuing to crash the offensive boards. 27-25, Panthers lead, 5:50 for the third quarter. Here's Blaze Helton, left wing. Christian left alone. He'll fire and hit for three. Will Christian knocks down the triple. Well, he doesn't shoot much, but when he does, he gets a very high percentage. 28-27, Toppers lead, 5.5 minutes third quarter. Here's Vance, dangerous pass stolen by Matouche. Gavin has a run out, up and down for the Easy Deuce with the left hand, 9 for Matouche. Vance had a soft bounce pass to the right elbow there, and Matouche just read it properly, timed it great, and got the easy steal. 30-27 Hillsborough. Here's Dolman in the left corner. He brings it middle of the lane, off to Mick Downs. He'll fire for three in the tie. Yes, for Mick Downs. He has a dozen. We are knotted at 30. Back and forth we go. Inside of 5 minutes for the third quarter. Good ball game here tonight in Toppertown. Here's Helton off to Will Christian. Christian leaves it for Vogel on the right wing. Drake Vogel, he'll rise for three. Yes, Drake Vogel elevates and knocks it down. His third three ball, he has 11 points. Hillsborough back in front, 33-30. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's McDowell's right elbow. Fakes the handoff. Attacks on Helton, count it, and the foul for Mick Downs. Helton was all over him and caught him on the wrist on the release. 4:29 for quarter number three. A foul, the first of the half on the Toppers, and for Helton, be his first. The old-fashioned three, no good for Mick Downs, but he follows his miss, and then he's locked up with Helton, and the Toppers will have it on the arrow. So it's a one-point Hillsborough lead, 4:27 for the third quarter. Will Christian for the Toppers into the front court. He'll work left side. Brings it back top of the key now to Blaze Helton, right wing with Blaine Stewart. Here's Vogel off the high screen, has it top of the key. Drake Vogel probing his way left wing, feeds it down to Matouche. Gavin spins baseline, tough shot, rattled out, no good. And the rebound down to JT Alexander. Quick outlet to Vance. Dane pushing, attacking, left-hand scoop, no. The rebound was controlled by Dolman momentarily. He lost it. Now an outlet for the Toppers. Blaine Stewart up and down for the easy deuce. Four for Stewart, 35-32 Hillsborough, 3:45 for the third quarter. Boy, it looked like Dolman had that rebound. I'm not quite sure how it eluded him. It might have hit off the rubber on the bottom side of the backboard. Now another turnover by North Mac. Another run out for the toppers. Matouche has the layup. 11 for Gavin Matouche. That has T.J. Wilson frustrated, and he wants a timeout. 3:27 for the third. Hillsboro 37, North Mac 32. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Well, Carlinville beat Calhoun tonight over at the Winchester Invitational in the consolation quarters, as there's a steal by Vogel up and down for the easy deuce as they got Vance all turned around in the backcourt there, and he never saw Drake Vogel, an easy steal for Drake. And then a sloppy pass for North Mac, fortunate to still have possession. Here's Vance out near midcourt. So Carlinville beat Calhoun tonight over at Winchester. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on WSMI. Panthers run a back door with Vance looking for Pierce. And Jackson has to bring it back out now with Dolman. Left wing to Downs. Mick puts it on the deck in a block on Blaze Helton. His second. Second of the half on Hillsboro. A 7-point Hillsboro lead here. JT Alexander right back on the floor. He'll replace Jackson Pierce. But all of a sudden, it's a 7-point lead for the Toppers. That happened in the blink of an eye. North Mac needs a good possession right now. They lob it into Downs. It's deflected out. That was a heads-up play by Dane Vance, the inbounder, as that ball was coming right back to him, and he reached for it, but then wisely pulled his arms back, let it hit out of bounds, and they'll re-trigger. And it goes to JT. Alexander now leaves it on the right wing for Vance. Nice bounce pass to Reed Lewis, and he missed it. He anticipated contact there, and it affected his shot. 39-32. Here's Vogel. Long pass in the front court. Helton dumps it off to Stewart. Goes off Blaine's knee right to Kevin Matouche. He dumps it to Christian. At the foul line, Blaze Helton. Top of the key now for Blaze. Draws the defense. Kicks it in the corner. Stewart for three. Yes. Blaine Stewart knocks down the three ball. And just like that, the lead is 10 for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. 42-32. We were tied at 25 at the half. And then it's lost out of bounds by Vance. North Mac just a little bit out of sorts and sped up right now. Already four turnovers in the quarter. Inside of 2 minutes for the third, a 10-point Hillsboro lead, 42-32. Here's Stewart way on the left wing. Leaves it for Blaze Helton. Blaze now. We'll give it off to Vogel. Here's Drake, left side of the key. Thought about the deep three. Instead, leaves it off across the floor to Will Christian. Will wants to set the offense now as he directs some traffic out front. He will work right side off the ball screen from Matouche. Gavin has it right elbow. Leaves it back for Blaze Helton. Blaze will rise too strong. Rebound belongs to JT Alexander for North Mac. He gets it off to Mick Downs. 80 seconds for the third quarter. A 10-point topper lead. Here's Alexander, left wing, with Dane Vance. Dane leaves it in the corner now for Mick. Downs. Bounced it once, picked it up. Top of the key to Alexander. JT has not been able to find his three-point shot here tonight. Stewart all over him. In the corner to Vance. Return pass to Alexander. He will rise way too strong off the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by North Mac. Hillsboro's been physical with their defense tonight, and it's got North Mac a little bit out of sorts. T.J. Wilson wants another timeout. 58 and a half seconds for the third quarter. 42-32 Hillsboro. Timeout on the floor. Back to Toppertown following this one message. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action between Hillsboro and North Mac as the Toppers have opened it up. 42-32. This game was tied, I think, at 27, maybe even at 29. But the Toppers have been on a run, and it's been their defense that has spurred it. They have turned North Mac over, got out in transition, and gotten easy buckets. Clock running, 53 seconds for the third quarter, Hillsboro basketball. Drake Vogel, top of the key, gets a screen from Matouche, spins the other way, rises from 16, another shot around and out for Drake Vogel. Rebound down to Dane Vance. He gets it off to Alexander, 35 seconds for the third quarter. Stewart hounding Alexander up the floor. JT gets it off to Dane Vance. Vance now puts it on the deck. Leaves it for Reed Lewis. 15-footer short. Rebound down to Matouche. Good strong board. Outlet to Vogel. Here comes Drake. Pushes. Layup good for Drake Vogel. 15 for Vogel. That was not your standard finger roll layup there. 10 seconds for the third quarter. The lead is a dozen for the Toppers. Here's McDowns with five. Can North Mac get something at the end of the quarter? Vance will rise from 17 short. Goes to Alexander. Is it good if it goes? No, it was after the horn. Three quarters in the books. Hillsboro closes the quarter strong. They lead North Mac 44-32. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro won the third quarter 19-7 as they hit three triples in the quarter, and they lead 44-32 as we head to the money quarter. We were tied at 25 at the half. Does North Mac have a rally in them here early in the fourth? Down a dozen, still plenty of time. They got to take better care of the basketball. Here's Dane Vance on the left wing. Top of the key with Downs on the right wing to Dane Vance. Vance, skip pass to Alexander. Fires for three. Left it short. Might have been blocked partially there by Blaine Stewart. TJ Wilson thought there should have been a foul. Here's Blaze Helton. Leaves it in the corner. Stewart, right corner pocket. Off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound to Matouche. Gavin spins middle, but he double dribbled. He did. Sixth turnover on Hillsboro, but their first of the second half. 7:28 for the ball game. Hillsboro's defense has picked up here in the second half. North Mac's rebounding was an edge for him in the second quarter, but then the defense of Hillsboro turned the tide in the third as Downs elevates from just inside the foul line and knocks it down. He has 16. And if you're North Mac now, you got a string stops with buckets. Here's Vogel attacking. Oh, my goodness, what a move for Drake Vogel off the quick spin right side. Fading away almost behind the backboard, still used the window and got it to go. What a move. 46-34. Toppers lead. North Mac has the ball. Here's Mick Downs to the free throw line. Kicks it to Alexander on the right wing. JT puts it on the deck. Back to Vance. Dane wants the three ball. Yes, for Dane Vance. Dane's first bucket tonight. It's 46-37. Can North Mac get a stop now? Here's Christian. All the way to the rim. Reverse layup is good. Oh, man, he got right past Dane Vance on that left baseline and then went reverse. 48-37 Hillsboro. Nice move from Will Christian. Here's Dane Vance into the front court. Leaves it for Alexander. High post feed to Dolman. Here's Downs. 18-footer, way too strong. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Reed Lewis. Two toppers fighting each other for it. Lewis finds Alexander. Middle of the lane. That rattled out. Rebound is last touch by Matouche. We haven't seen as much of Austin Dolman on the block getting those post touches like we did in the first half. Gives Hillsboro credit for taking that away here in the second half. Let's see, Bryce Connor on the floor. Declan Riggs has checked in along with Jay Stewart for the Toppers. Matouche and Vogel stayed on. 6:05 for the ball game. Here's Vance. Left corner to JT Alexander. They leave him alone. He'll fire for three. Left it short. Rebound, though, to Reed Lewis. His putback way too strong. Offensive rebound. Dolman countered and the foul. Dolman with eight. And if North Mac's going to get back in the ball game, it might be the toughness and physicality of Austin Dolman on the inside. He was a big part of the first half. Non-existent in the third quarter. Free throw good for Dolman. Got to feed the big fella. 48-40. Toppers lead. 5:50 for the ball game. Jay Stewart into the front court. Leaves it off for Declan Riggs. Right back to Stewart. Couple of sophomores there. Into the hands of Bryce Connor on the right wing. He will skip it across to Vogel. Open for three. Left that short. But the rebound tipped to Matouche, and he is going to be fouled. Boy, JT Alexander had that basketball, and somehow it slipped through his fingertips right to Matouche, who has now worked his way to the free throw line. The foul on Dolman, his second. Matouche at the line. He's two, check that, three for three at the stripe. Make it four for four. He has a dozen points in the ball game. Alexander will check out. Jackson Pierce back in for North Mac. Jackson, a 5'9 junior. Second free throw for Gavin is off the heel and down. And Gavin knew that it was long, so as soon as he released it, he went chasing after it, but I'll be darned if it didn't go in. Wave it off, though. That's frustrating. He wasn't wrong. It was long, but he got the soft touch and it went down. Doesn't count, though. 49-40, Toppers lead. Here's Dolman in the left corner for North Mac. 5:25 for the ballgame. down to Downs. Mix will rise up. Missed it hard in the lane. Offensive rebound. Dolman, his putback won't go. And Vogel with the rebound. Long outlet. Perfect pass. Matouche. Gavin blocked by Dolman and Downs. Picked up by Riggs. He bounced it off his foot. Pierce with a dive. Jars the ball loose. Out to midcourt. Picked up by Jay Stewart. And Kyle McBrain gets the timeout. TJ Wilson doesn't like that. He thought the ball was loose, but I do think the Toppers had possession with Jay Stewart. Great hustle on both sides. 5:07 to play in the game. A 9-point Topper lead, 49-40 over North Mac. Back to Hillsboro after this one message. Boy, that's all you can ask from a coaching perspective. Headlong dives for loose balls. Jackson Pierce had the headlong dive, but North Mac did not come up with possession. Hillsboro has the basketball. Here's Declan Riggs. Brings it across the head of the key. Dribble handoff to Jay Stewart. Stewart spinning left elbow, cut off by Pierce. He gets it off to Drake Vogel. Reed Lewis all over him. Drake wants the three, left it short, follows his miss, but it's Matouche who gets there first. Gavin draws a double in the right corner to Jay Stewart. Jace on the left wing. Riggs, heel pull, air ball. Rebound to Stewart, but he was out of bounds, and it'll go over to North Mac. That was a nice job by Reed Lewis. He knew he wasn't going to get that basketball, but he just blocked Drake Vogel right out of bounds. So when Drake had the ball, he was down out of play. Vogel will get a breather here. Bryce Connor back on the floor for the Toppers. A 9-point Hillsboro lead on the strength of a third quarter that saw them outscore North Mac 19-12. We were tied at half. The Panthers have a run on them here over the final half of this money quarter. Here's Dane Vance. JT Alexander for three, missed it off the right side, follows his miss, gets it back, rises short baseline, yes, for JT. He has six, and the lead is down to seven. Here comes North Mac. Can they get that stop? Halfway through the money quarter. Top of the key with Jay Stewart. On the right wing with Declan Riggs. Back to Jace now. Stewart, right side of the key. Met out there by Alexander. He'll bring it across the head of the key. Wants the dribble handoff. That was cut off. Ball is loose, and Kyle McBrain's going to get a timeout. That was great defensive effort and energy there from JT Alexander. 3:52 for the ball game. Hillsboro 49, North Mac 42. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following this one message on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro has the basketball, up seven, sideline trigger front court, and it goes to Bryce Connor, top of the key. Bryce had it stripped away, but it's last touch by North Mac. Well, if you're Hillsboro, you better be strong with the basketball down the stretch here. North Mac's coming for it. Sideline trigger in front of the Topper bench for Connor. Bryce gets it in right corner to Blaine Stewart. Blaine brings it out front, leaves it for Christian. Back to Stewart between the circles. Blaine Stewart now, left side of the key. He brings it back between the circles, trying to get around Alexander in a block on JT Alexander. His first, just the team's second of the half. Been working on restoring the WSMI archives at WSMIRadio.com, and was working on January of 2008 earlier today, and I see Corbin Govey over there on the Hillsboro bench. Of course, that was his senior year at Litchfield as they played some thrilling games that year. But the archives and the process of being restored, check it out at WSMIRadio.com. Almost everything from 2014 to current should be there, and then I'm working on 2007 and up. Here's Matouche on the right block. Nice up and under. Oh, what a move. Gavin Matouche. Nothing more Austin Dolman could do. He was straight up, tight with the body, and Matouche just did a great job with a series of moves up and under and got the bucket. 51-42 Toppers. 3 minutes to play ball game. Here's Dolman. Finds Pierce back door. Off to Mick Downs. Topper fans wanted to travel. Downs goes back door with Pierce. He dumps it to Dolman. Austin is blocked and fouled from behind. They're going to get Vogel. Third team foul. Check that, fourth team foul on the Toppers. First personal whistled on Drake. Dolman at the free throw line. He has 9 points tonight. Free throw is good. Hit the front rim and crawled over. 10 for Austin Dolman. Alexander returns. Pierce out for North Mac. Dolman's second toss is good. Hit a lot of the iron. Went down 11 for Austin Dolman. Here comes the full court pressure. A 7-point ball game here. Toppers lead. 2:45 to play. Vogel, dangerous pass, middle of the floor. Picked up by Connor. Then he's in trouble on the sideline, and he's out of bounds. Bryce never caught it cleanly, and he had to track it down on the sideline with North Mac pressure in his face, and he wound up out of bounds. Well, this becomes a big possession in the ball game right here and now. 2:35 to play. Hillsborough leads by 7. North Mac has the ball. Here's Vance. Gets a screen from Dolman. In the corner to Alexander. JT fires for 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. And Matouche will be fouled. Vance was hoping for the tie-up, but he caught the wrist of Gavin Matouche. So that'll send... Nope, it will not send Gavin to the free throw line. Just the third team foul. So that could start to work. It'll be in North Mac's benefit here for the next few moments, so they can be ultra aggressive trying to get the steal and not worry about sending Hillsborough to the free throw line. But in about another minute or so, it could work against them. They'll need to get Hillsborough in that bonus situation, and Hillsborough throws it away in the backcourt. Facing the full court pressure, Blaine Stewart just threw an errant pass intended for Will Christian out of bounds. That's a break North Mac desperately needed right there. 2:17 to play. Can they get a bucket? Here's Alexander. Right corner hit on the release. No call there. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by Hillsborough. And JT did get hit on the hand that time on the release. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Kyle McBrain. 2:13 to play in the ballgame. Hillsborough 51. North Mac 44. Panthers have the basketball in the front court on the baseline when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Panther ball, front court baseline. Vance looking, gets it out right wing to McDowns. 2:10 to play. 7-point topper lead. Here's Downs. Leaves it for Vance. Off to Alexander. Thought about the deep three. Puts it on the deck. Foul line cut off. Leaves it back for Downs. Now left wing. Mick will rise for 15. Yes, for McDowns. He has 18, and the lead is down to 5 inside of 2 minutes to play. Here comes the full court pressure. Again, just 3 team fouls for North Mac, so they can be super aggressive. Middle of the floor to Helton. Off to Matouche on the baseline. Gavin wisely pulls it out to work some clock. 100 seconds to play. A 5-point topper lead. Here's Vogel. Gets it off to Stewart. He's going to be trapped out there. Blaine's in some trouble. Ball jarred loose and a foul on JT Alexander. TJ Wilson did not like the call. I've said for years, TJ is worth the price of admission himself watching that dude coach on the sideline. Foul on Alexander. His second. 14th foul. They're going to lob to Helton. They threw it away. Oh, boy. Ill-advised right there from Blaine Stewart. That was a tough pass. He had to lob it over the defender, and he just threw it right out of bounds. Huge break for North Mac. 93 seconds to play. 51-46 Hillsborough. Boy, North Mac seems to have a little bit of the momentum right now, though. Here's Alexander. Leaves it on the wing. For Dane Vance, 80 seconds for the ball game. 5-point lead. Here's Vance. Top of the key, Alexander. Going to pull for a long two. Got it, finally, for JT Alexander. Hits a long range, but he had a foot on the line. The lead is down to 3. 51-48. Toppers in the backcourt. The pressure giving them some trouble. Long pass in the front court to Vogel. As we approach the final minute of the ball game. Just 4 team fouls on North Mac. Out front with Christian, 55 seconds for the ball game. North Mac can pick up the pressure here. They'll trap Vogel on the sideline, and the foul is given with 50.4 seconds to play. Fifth team foul. It takes 2 more to get the toppers to the foul line. Hillsborough's been very good from the free throw line tonight. They are 6 out of 7. All about who shoots them down the stretch, though. Blaine Stewart, he might have a little blood on his hand. He does. That's going to get brother Jace to the table to replace Blaine Stewart. Athletic trainer Melissa Van Giesen right on the scene there to get that taken care of. Quick tape job over there. Jace Stewart gets into the backcourt to Will Christian. 48 seconds to play, a 3-point ball game. Here's Christian. Picked up his dribble. Bad pass, but it was hit right back to him. Now he steps through, finds Vogel. Little ball fake. Oh, Drake's going to be called for a travel. He sensed the block coming from Dolman, I think it was, and he shuffled his feet on the pump fake. And just like that, North Mac has the ball down 3. Hillsborough led by 12 entering the quarter. North Mac has been slowly chipping it away. You know, North Mac had some turnover troubles in the third quarter. It's been Hillsborough with some turnover problems here in the fourth quarter. Stewart checked back in, but now he's got something on his shorts. Got some blood on his shorts, so that's no good. So out he comes again. But Melissa Van Giesen, she's got the whatever you call it, they put on the blood to make it not dangerous, I guess, for lack of a better term or something. She's scrubbing away over there, so he should be disinfected now. But he'll stay out. Jackson Pierce will check in for North Mac, replacing JT Alexander. Stewart showing head coach Kyle McBrain his shorts right now. Kyle says, okay, he's taking his shorts off. Good thing he's got some of those spandex on. He's going to request, though. He's going to get Bryce Connor's shorts. There you go. Got to love that. Good thing they wear spandex these days. Shorts off. He's got new shorts. He's got Bryce Connor's shorts. He wants to come to the table. They're not going to check him in right now, though. That was humorous. Blaine Stewart said, Bryce, give me your shorts, man. I need your shorts. Bryce was a good sport, said, all right, here you go. So now Blaine Stewart will check in with Bryce Connor's shorts, and Jay Stewart will check out. Jackson Pierce will check out, and JT Alexander will come back in. That was an odd sequence. Three-point ball game. Hillsborough leads. North Mac has possession. Half a minute to play. Here's Dane Vance into the front court. Leaves it for Mick Downs. Here's Alexander on the right wing. JT leaves it for Vance. Dane Vance to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it for Downs, 20 seconds, and McDowns is, I think, fouled with 18.7. Just the fifth team foul on Hillsborough. They'll get Matouche with his second. Foul's not an issue on either side here. Neither team in the bonus. Five team fouls apiece. North Mac ball, baseline, front court. It'll be JT Alexander to throw in. A Panther at each corner of the lane. 18.7 for the game. A three-point topper lead. Here's Dolman right corner. Leaves it off for Lewis. Back to Dane Vance. Vance, top of the key. Finds Dolman. 10 seconds. Here's JT Alexander, top of the key. 9 seconds. Tough look at the three. Missed it. And the rebound. Jarred loose. Vance's layup is good. And TJ Wilson gets the timeout with 2.7 seconds to play. Boy, that was a tough contested look for JT Alexander, but he got it up on the rim, and then Vogel had the rebound, lost it, and Vance, with a very acrobatic layup underneath, got it to go. And thankfully, TJ Wilson had a timeout left, but just 2.7 to play, and this is where North Mac now, not over the limit, is a big, big problem. Just five team fouls and just 2.7 seconds to play. 51-50. Hillsborough with the lead, and if you're North Mac, you've got to either get the five-second count or get a straight steal off the inbound. I suppose they could foul before the ball is inbounded. That would also do the trick, but this is where not being over the limit in the fouls works against you in a late-game scenario. All the scores for you tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Then coming up on Saturday, coverage from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational with Litchfield and Pena. Live coverage at 3:50 Saturday afternoon here on WQSMI. And then next week, starting on Monday night, we will have all sorts of coverage from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, the 6 and 7:30 games, Monday through Friday next week. You can find the broadcast schedule at WQSMIRadio.com. So Blaine Stewart will inbound. He can run the baseline. JT Alexander will guard the inbounder. Stewart looking, gets it into Vogel. Foul given by Reed Lewis with 1.4. So one more foul to get Hillsborough to the free throw line. That took 1.3 seconds. Takes another 1.3, and Hillsborough can't lose. Can't get a shot off with 1/10. Stewart gets it into Drake, and he's fouled with 2/10 of a second. North Mac just didn't have enough time the way their team foul scenario stacked up. TJ Wilson just standing hands over on hips. He knows the situation here. You cannot get a shot off in 2/10. One in bonus for Drake Vogel. He has 17 points tonight. Into the game, 72 away from 1,000 for his career. Knocks down the toss. Makes it 52-50. Vogel's one cool customer, man. Free throw is good. 19. Here we go, 2/10. Vance lets it fly. It will not count. Great ball game here tonight. Hillsboro beats North Mac 53-50. We'll come back and wrap it from Tappertown following these messages on WSMI.